You're listening to SBS News.
Manchester City will be looking to return to the top of the English Premier League when it takes on Fulham at Craven Cottage on Saturday evening. A win will see City leapfrog Liverpool at the top. Of particular concern for Manchester City's coach is how the international break affected the team, with several struggling with niggling injuries already this season. Pep Guardiola says international duty can be a worrying time for the players' clubs.
They have to go to a national team, they play there, enjoy, help to their own national teams, but hopefully they come back fit, because we need it. Everybody's going to play, and especially John, Kevin, Benja, all the players come back because we need everybody.
SBS viewers can see just how much the international break affected Manchester City when the Sky Blues travel to London to take on struggling Fulham on Saturday night. The A-League also returns to action, with Sydney FC needing to win in Brisbane on Friday night to keep its challenge for the Premier's plate alive. For the third year in a row, Brisbane will wear maroon against the Sky Blues in what's being billed as a state-against-state clash. Brisbane keeper Jamie Young was born in the city and says he likes the idea of using the state of origin concept more commonly associated with rugby league. But he says some of his international teammates might not be as excited by the prospect.
It's a good concept for our supporters and our fans and the A-League. I think we should be, you know, leveraging of these kinds of rivalries. We want rivalries. So it may not necessarily be something relatable for someone from France or Spain, but for the people in our club in general and our communities, it's something that they can relate to.
Should Sydney lose and leaders Perth Glory beat Melbourne Victory on Saturday night, it would all but mathematically ensure Perth wins the plate in coach Tony Popovich's first season in charge. In cricket action, Australia has the luxury of two matches against Pakistan this weekend, knowing it has already wrapped up the five-match one-day series. Australia won the first three games in the United Arab Emirates to take an unbeatable lead in the series. It marks an incredible turnaround in fortunes for Australia compared to last year's dismal one-day season. In 13 matches played, Australia won just two. Ahead of Friday night's fourth match of the series in Dubai, all-rounder Glenn Maxwell explained what it means to the team to have turned things around.
It wasn't so long ago that we were losing a lot of one-day cricket, losing a lot of games for Australia, so to sort of turn that around and start to play some really, really good solid cricket as a group has just changed, I suppose, the feeling around the group, and it hasn't been, I suppose, massive changes. It's just about guys getting accustomed to their role and really sticking to it.
The fifth and final game of the series is in Dubai on Sunday night. In rugby league this weekend, there are two NRL matches on Friday to kick off the weekend of action. In the early match, the Newcastle Knights travel to Canberra to take on the Raiders. Then the defending premiers, the Sydney Roosters, face up to an informed Parramatta Eels outfit. The Eels will make their best start to a season for 26 years if they can win their third straight match, and coach Brad Arthur feels his side can upset the premiers.
Obviously the test is physically. We've got to make sure that we go there and we're prepared to sustain the battle and the grind for 80 minutes, because they're a team that will make you go right to the death. And pleasingly for us so far, we've had a few things go against us in games and we've managed to hang in there.
The Roosters have ruled playmaker Cooper Cronk out of the clash after he failed to recover from a hamstring strain. In the AFL this weekend, umpires have been asked to look out for players looking to deceive officials by making the most of contact with their opponents and trying to earn a shot at goal as punishment for the infringement. The call came from North Melbourne coach Brad Scott, who says he spotted several instances during the opening round last weekend.
I thought across round one, a number of players went down like they'd been hit like a Mack truck. If players continually get rewarded by a shot at goal for minimal contact, then they're going to keep doing it.
The AFLW Grand Final takes place on Sunday when Carlton takes on the Adelaide Crows. Twins Jess and Sarah Hosking will line up together in their first Grand Final for Carlton. And according to Jess, they won't change their usual pre-match routine.
We haven't really done too much differently. Like, our routines have kind of stayed the same. We're still both working, Sarah's studying. It kind of only changes when we fly out on Saturday. So we'll try and keep everything very similar.
Carlton will be seeking the club's first premiership since 1995. And in tennis, the Miami Open continues in Florida, with Swiss legend Roger Federer looking to win a fourth title at the event. It would also be his 101st ATP title. It's been a good tournament for Australia's Ash Barty, who's advanced to the last four to secure a place in the world's top 10. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.